Wild strawberries. On the hill behind the old horse barn, wild strawberries glow like embers. Many springs I look to that place to see the bending, bending shape of a woman filling her basket with sun's first harvest. It was my mother's favorite escape to lose herself on a warm June day, away from any human voices that might hold anger or command, demand attention to time-bound things. Their relations deeper than marriage bound her again to a season of sharing, sweet as it was when she was young. An old Mohawk story tells of the boy who helped the Jogeo, the little people. They took him to their secret caves, gave him the gift of the first strawberries. When he went home, a whole generation had lived and died, and he found himself a tall grown man, returned to a place that was both his own and strange. Even after the wheelchair's embrace tried to hold her away from the earth, when she fell, sometimes as she lay there, her fingers moved on the hardwood floor, as if reaching for clusters of fruit. In this second spring, since she left breath, I look to that hill, not knowing if I am awake or deep in a dream, yet knowing whose spirit I may see there, picking the ancient heart-shaped berries, released from the heavy weight of flesh, free to gather again, free to share.